is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll-free to do so at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the varied features that we have there on the site for you. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites, and you'll find the Free Talk Live site is free. In fact, you're allowed to create the content on the site as well. In fact, we really appreciate you creating content on that site because it's a really nice resource for us to do some show prep with. Basically, the idea is if you find something online that you think's interesting and you'd like to share it with our other listeners, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then others will be able to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com. I guess I found out today, Mark, that there's apparently a primary going on in South Carolina.
You were so out of touch.
I had no idea. I thought they were always on Tuesdays, but I guess this one's on a Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, to me it makes more sense with modern life to have primaries on a Saturday or a Sunday.
You think more people have a day off?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe in a culture of farmers, when, you know, that might have made sense, like daylight savings time and all these sort of things that we still, you know, hold on to through continuity, but... I mean, Saturday makes more sense to me.
So I guess we'll find out maybe later on in the show. We'll give you an update once an hour or something like
that. The poll's just closed.
What's happening?
Yeah, you know, at this point, nothing's being reported. I'm at Politico.com, and Michelle Bachmann's at the top of the list.
All right, so we'll go to the news here and get your thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. A Georgia mother, this according to ABC News, has been arrested for allowing her 10-year-old to get a tattoo. She said she had no idea it was illegal for him to get one, even with her consent. So this is a story that kind of really shows you that you don't really own your children. You don't have any.
Why would you own your children?
Well, you know what I mean. I don't know if
they're not really your children. Is that what you're saying?
Right. You don't have dominion over. You don't have control over your children.
The life of your children.
The state. The people calling themselves the government. They ultimately are the ones who will decide how you get to raise your kids. And I find this disturbing that...
The whole thing disturbing.
You find it disturbing she would have gotten her son a tattoo?
Or that her son would... Yeah, that she would have allowed her son to get a tattoo. Can we find out what it was?
You certainly can. So when Chuntera Napier's son, Gakan Napier, asked if he could get a memorial tattoo, so it was his idea, for his 12-year-old brother Malik, who died after being hit by a car, Napier was touched by the request. She says, my son came to me and said, Mom, I want to get a tattoo with Malik on it. Rest in peace. She told ABC News affiliate WSB-TV. It made me feel good to know that
Where's this, Florida?
This is Atlanta.
WSB, sorry.
So it made me feel good, she says, to know that he wanted his brother on him. When Gakan was asked why he wanted the tattoo, he said, because it represents my brother. And this is a pretty traumatic experience. I mean, you've got your 12-year-old brother, he's 2 years older than you, dies by being hit by a car.
It's awful.
And you want to memorialize him by putting a tattoo on your body, something that's going to be with you forever. And
well, at least it's not the Smurfs or something.
Right. So he goes on here, what do I say to a child, she says, what do I say to a child who wants to remember his brother? It's not like he was asking me, can I get SpongeBob, she says. He asked me for something that's in remembrance of his brother, and how could I say no? Gakan got a tattoo on his right arm of his brother's name and his former basketball jersey number.
How far down?
I don't know. Rat Napier also has memorial tattoos for her son on her right arm. When someone at his school noticed the tattoo, apparently not down far enough,
showing it off, too.
Maybe so. And contacted authorities.
He's the only 10-year-old in the school with a tattoo, I'd be willing to bet.
Napier was arrested on Tuesday and charged with misdemeanor cruelty and being party to a crime. She bonded out of jail on Wednesday, but is shocked that her consent was not enough for her son to get a tattoo. You know, in some places, Mark, in a lot of places, actually, it's possible to get married as like a 13-year-old.
Oh, even younger than that.
If you have parental consent.
You mean in the United States?
Yes, in the United States.
Yep.
If your parents say it's okay, then you can get married. Now, that's a pretty big decision.
I worked with a girl in Florida that had gotten married at 14 years old. I was stunned by it, and I, you know, don't think that her marriage was going to last much longer than 22. I don't know. I mean, it's not like I kept up with her. She also had false teeth.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's a good story.
She says, I always thought if a parent gave consent, then it was fine. And who can blame her for thinking that? That's not an unreasonable thing to think, is it? If you consent for your child to do fill in the blank, get ear piercings, get tattoos.
I can't speak to what the nationality, you know, the ethnic origin of these names are that they've got here, but they don't sound normal for, you know, my world. And I've got to say, what would it be like for, say, you know, I think of the singer, Seal, with the scars in his face and stuff, and I think that those had something to do with tribal stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I'm completely wrong here, but I do know that people mark, you know, different tribes all over the world do different kinds of things, and you know, I'm sure that tattooing young men, even as young as 10, is probably not heard of in other cultures. So, as disturbing as I find this, I mean, you know, if my son came and wanted a tattoo, we're gonna have a long talk about that. But, you know, who am I to tell other people from other places how they can treat their kids?
Absolutely. So, we'll continue here. She says, how can somebody else say that it's not okay? He's my child, and I have the right to say what I want for my child. I can't go tell anybody else what I want for their child. Sounds like this lady's got a head, you know, head straight on her shoulders. She gets it. A Georgia law from 2010 states it shall be unlawful for any person to tattoo the body of any person under the age of 18 except a physician or osteopath. Police say that Napier has refused to cooperate in naming the tattoo artist, who could also be prosecuted for violating the law. Well, good for her. Aceworth Chief of Police Michael Wilkie told ABC News in an emailed statement the tattoo appeared to be the work of an amateur, and said one police theory is that when Napier took the child to get a memorial tattoo similar to her own, she discovered it was illegal and took him somewhere where it could be done illegally, like a jailhouse tattoo. Unfortunately, he said, the mother has elected to not cooperate with the police any further in this investigation. I say that's fortunate. She's a hero for keeping quiet. Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, well, as far as I'm concerned, the responsibility in this would lie with her more so than with the tattoo artist. But you know,
oh, they want him. They want him or her, whoever it
sure
is that did this. They want to get more charges, sounds more like criminal charges, more people in jail, more people paying fines to the state.
It sounds like a friend or family member to me.
The tragedy of this, says the police chief, is the child's tattoos are some sort of memorial to a sibling who was lost in a car accident a few years ago. I understand from the investigators that there are several memorials to the deceased child in the apartment where they live. It may be that professional or religious counseling for their grief would be more helpful than anything. Well, thank you so much, Chief so-and-so. Like, you know, we care what you think about what is the appropriate way to handle grief and the loss of a loved one. Thanks very much. I'm sure grief counseling would be nice, but maybe these people wanted to express themselves in a way that was a little bit unusual.
I'm disturbed by the police chief having an opinion on the subject.
Well, it's his child, so he can do whatever he wants.
We, the citizens, supposedly, are the ones that are supposed to decide what is right and what is wrong, as according to the law, and then we hire people to enforce that. Not people to have opinions about it.
I mean, well, that's a nice theory, Mark. But
was he wearing his freaking uniform?
You didn't.
He should have said, look, it's the law. I enforce the law. Sorry.
But it breaks down where you said you hired this guy. You didn't hire him.
Right. Well,
the city council probably
I'm talking about the lies that the government tells us about how
the story
operates.
Is that. Right. So I guess
they call us citizens, but we're not citizens. According to Black's Law Dictionary, a citizen is a person who has a duty of allegiance because of an obligation of protection.
Right.
The Supreme Court has ruled over and over again there is no obligation from the government to protect you, so therefore your idea that you're a citizen is fallacious, their laws say so.
It's another word for serf.
You're a subject.
And it's clear that you're a subject. Look at how they're behaving here. Oh, you got your son a tattoo. You can't be doing that. Jail time for you, lady. So I guess I'm wondering, are there people out there listening tonight? Do you think that this is good? That this woman, boy, she sure should be punished. Put that lady in a cage. Take her son away from her. Because, you know, if parents go to jail, then that is usually a pretty good excuse for the state to take their kids. Right.
She bonded out pretty quickly, so I imagine she still has them.
She did, but she's still facing misdemeanor charges.
They could do anything to this lady's family at this point.
855-450-FREE. Do you think that it's acceptable for parents to be able to decide whether or not their 10-year-old child should be able to get a tattoo? 855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, senior monetary specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program. You bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site there entirely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, and the features there include the bulletin board system, so you can go get interactive with other listeners. Also get show notes as far as the show prep we decide to use on the show. We usually list it over at the Free Talk Live BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're anything like me, you have a difficult time carving time out of your day to sit down with a book to read. The way that I've solved that problem for me is audio books. I mean, Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. It's a great way to get in the reading that you need to do without having to carve out time of your day to sit down with a book. You could do it while you're gardening, while you're exercising, while you're commuting to work, whatever, you know, whenever you've got time the day, you can put some headphones on. It's a great way to do it. Some people don't even use headphones. I do. And Audible.com has more than 100,000 titles over there, and like all the new releases, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Tom Clancy's Locked On, The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins, and the Steve Jobs biography, and many more. Here's the Clinton biography, and you know, just a lot. Regis Philbin has a new book out. So you can see all these books and more. Get the reading in you want to do from Audible.com. You can get a free download of one book from Audible by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live, and you get a free book there. Go try it out. It is worth it. I think that you'll enjoy it as much as I do. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so we started the show out tonight here. Of course, you can bring up anything, but we started the show up with a story about a mom who has been arrested, charged with a misdemeanor because she believed she actually had some level of autonomy in regards to how she raises her children. Her 10-year-old son wanted to get a tattoo because his 12-year-old brother had died in a car accident. Somebody literally ran into him, apparently, with a car. And he wanted to memorialize his brother by, well, putting him on his arm and getting a tattoo. So she thought that that was all right. As she points out, she says, well, it's not like he was asking me, can I get SpongeBob? And so she felt this is an appropriate sort of tattoo. Like, this is something that, you know, his brother is, that's important to him, you know? It's going to mean something down the line. And so she decided to allow this to happen. Someone saw it at school. They snitched on him. And now mom's been arrested for a misdemeanor, and the cops are actively investigating to find out who the tattoo artist was. And I think
bring him to justice.
It's just absolutely outrageous, and it's evidence that you don't actually have any autonomy when it comes to how you raise your children. If you cross some sort of a line that she couldn't have, she's bewildered by this. She cannot understand why she, as a mother, cannot make decisions like this for her child or with her child. And it's such an insult. You know, what this really comes down to is it's people believing that they know what's best for other people. And in this case, it's the government people, the people with guns and power, who have a certain set of standards that they might hold their family to, that they believe that they should foist on other people. And this is such a dangerous idea because it leads to conflict that just keeps on going. Because everybody's got their own ideas for how to raise kids. Everybody has their own set of rules or set of strictures that they believe are very important to apply to child rearing. And the problem comes in when you want to take your set of personal rules and apply them to everyone else.
Yeah, it does. I mean, a tattoo doesn't seem like a good idea to me, but when I was in school, they taught me that the United States was a melting pot. I remember, as a matter of fact, the Schoolhouse Rock. So it must be true that the United States is a melting pot. And if you can't melt, I mean, I don't know what these folks' name was, but it was something that I'm not familiar with. It wasn't Anderson, I can tell you that. And, you know, I mean, maybe they're from some foreign country where tattooing's
it's
okay.
Common, sure.
And if it's okay for, you know, somebody to immigrate legally or whatever from, you know, Ghana and come over here and have whatever.
Sorry, lady, you're going to do it our way around here.
Right.
This is Georgia.
You know, it's so arbitrary and weird. You know, I don't think that somebody should be able to do these, you know, this kind of thing. But this kid was 10 years old. I don't think this tattoo is going to look real great when he gets older. I think this is a bad idea. I've got lots of reasons I think this is a bad idea.
It may be a bad idea, but people should be free to make mistakes and to choose incorrectly. Let's go to Cliff and get your thoughts on this at 855-450-FREE. Do you think that the people should be able to make decisions like this with their families, or is the government people right in taking this woman and putting her in a cage? Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WILM in Wilmington, Delaware.
No, I do not agree with what's going on with this woman. And the reason why I say that is, you know, I'm 35 years old. I have five kids. Okay.
Wow.
And me and my wife both have experienced all types of behaviors from our children, all types of requests that our children have asked us, you know, for what they want us to do or what they want to have for themselves, whatever. You know, the way I look at it is, if that's a way for her to identify her child, you know, God forbid something happens and they want to, you know, be able to track this kid down and find it, you know, find him or her, and, you know, they recognize a tattoo, you know, and, you know, that makes it all more easier for the, you know, for law enforcement to, you know, identify this child and return him back, him or her back to, you know, her parents, his or her parents. But my thing is, you know, I was locked up for smacking my son on the rear end. I didn't punch him in the face. I didn't smack him across the face. I beat his behind, a typical good old American butt whooping. I smacked his behind, left the mark. One of my wife's family members decided to be a hero and called the police. Well, the police came out to my house, and the officer came out, asked me if I beat my kid, and I said yeah. And he asked if he could look and see, you know, where the mark was. I showed him the mark, and he said, unfortunately, because there's a mark, I'm going to have to lock you up. Now, and I smacked him on his behind. I didn't hit him anywhere else but on his behind, open hand. All because my son was being rebellious, would not do his homework. He was throwing a fit inside the house. You can hear him all the way outside, you know, where I was throwing my oil change in the driveway, all the way outside. The neighbors are looking around like, what the hell's going on, you know?
So do you think you should be allowed to paddle? Do you think you should be allowed to paddle your son's butt?
Do you think you should I be allowed to?
Yeah, should you, as a parent, have the autonomy to spank your son?
Yes, I should. And
then why shouldn't this parent have the autonomy to let her child get a tattoo?
I think he agrees that she should allow it.
Yeah,
he does, because that's
should.
What I got. She should.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did not understand what you said. I thought you were saying she shouldn't.
Right, and now I disagree with spanking. We've gotten into the spanking issue recently, so I don't want to rehash that too much. I disagree with spanking children, but I would never advocate somebody throw you in a cage for making a decision about how to raise your kids. That's just none of my business. It's your family. They're your kids. You handle your discipline in the way you want to handle your discipline, and I'll handle my discipline in the way I want to handle mine. And thank you, Cliff, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
It brings up a great point about being able to identify the child. I hadn't considered that as a possibility.
Well,
I'm not
sure
going to tattoo
when the
my son. But.
Well, that's an interesting point, and I'm sure when the government decides that we all need tattoos, they won't turn away from tattooing children at that
Probably
point.
Probably not.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, just tattoo a little barcode on the back of their neck.
You can
neck.
Make it of that ink that only shows up at a black lights.
More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet it when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in and bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features like our Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If I told you that there was a cigarette out there that costs less than half of regular cigarettes, was 22,000 times healthier than regular cigarettes, and that you could get completely free. You could smoke it indoors. Well, not smoke it. You vaporize it indoors because it doesn't have any smoke. There's no secondhand smoke. You can do it just about anywhere. Your clothes won't smell anymore. And this e-cigarette is made by Vaporsmiths.com. It's one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today. And like I said, you can get it for free. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com and purchase 40 cartomizers. Cartomizer is the thing that goes on the end of the e-cigarette that contains the nicotine. Each cartomizer has about as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes, and the 40 cartomizers cost $70. You can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. I don't care where you are. Not even in South Carolina can you get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. And the starter kit, free, shipping free, Vaporsmiths.com. You have to use coupon code FTL when you check out. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
I recommend it. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I love the Vaporsmiths product.
It's kind of, you know, they have flavors for smokers, flavors for, you know, just kind of taste, you know,
I
strawberry,
like vanilla,
things like that.
Like vanilla. All right. So 855-450-FREE is our toll free number here. You can bring up anything. But if you, you know, if you're a parent, You probably have an opinion about what the story is we're talking about tonight here. A mom has been arrested down in Georgia, charged with a misdemeanor because she allowed her son to get a tattoo. Now, they came to this decision together. He came to mom and he said, "Mom, I miss my brother. He was 12.
Right.
He died in a car wreck, and I want to memorialize him." And she said, "That sounds like an okay thing. Let's do that." They got the tattoo done. Somebody at school saw it, snitched on him to the cops, and they came and arrested mom.
Yeah, this isn't a situation where, you know, people are like female circumcision where the kid doesn't have an option or something like that. This is a 10-year-old that brought the idea to mom to memorialize his brother.
So should parents be able to make decisions like this for their kids? I mean, I can't believe I'm asking a question like this. It seems like a no-brainer. Hello, it's your family. You should be able to make these decisions.
But the world is chucked full of people who don't believe you should be able to raise your kids
in
certain ways.
Who believe they know what's best for you and your family.
But those people, what they don't realize is that if they're not in the majority, then other people are going to tell them how to raise their kids. If for
That's
whatever
true.
Reason there's some kind of sea change in American culture, if the suggestion is that you should be able to control other people's sort of like the majority, should be able to control the minority, then what's to stop the majority from going after you? Use at some point.
Indeed. 1-855-450-3733. They say that those who wish to control others will only end up finding themselves controlled. And if only Americans could learn this lesson. And I think a lot of people understand, maybe on a personal level, for instance, that that they should be free to make decisions and run their own family how they want to.
I should be free to run my own family.
But yet, they just can't keep their hands off of other families' business. Same thing applies on a national or international level. You know, people just can't keep their hands out of other people's business around the world. Man, leave people alone. If you want to be left alone in your life, you've got to do the same to others.
Yeah, I want to know what the difference is between, a child getting a tattoo and a child getting their ears pierced. I mean, it's a permanent
Depends
thing.
Depends who you ask. Some people don't think children should have their ears pierced.
It's culture. Yes, but those people are in the vast minority. I mean, they're in a small minority. Those are the people that say, "Oh, no, nobody under the age of 18 should ever get their ears pierced." I mean, that's a pretty old school opinion.
What about gauges? What about the larger piercings?
Oh, yeah, those ones that
people's opinions will start to change.
Pass a pencil through those.
Right. I bet as the piercing gets larger, people's opinions will start to change.
I don't like
that.
Them at all. They really bother me, it's your ear, man.
Let's go to Zachary in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live, Zachary, with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
There's two underlying issues with this case. One is I don't really care what Chief Boner's opinion of the tattoo is, but if they really are thinking that it was an amateurly done tattoo, and so likely, if I remember, from what I know of amateur tattoos and how people kind of jerry-rig their machines up and don't sanitize them properly, what this regulation did was really put this child in danger.
Great
because
point.
The mother couldn't take the child to a professional in a shop that's licensed and has been inspected and we know everything's clean. She took him to somebody that probably did in the garage, and you don't know if it's a safe procedure or not.
Great point, Zachary. I'm glad you brought that up. What's the other one?
Well, the other point is, and I, working in public education like I do, I've been in a position as a mandated reporter where I've had to turn in to a social agency because I thought a child was in danger. And when I say in danger, I mean their life or their body was in danger of being harmed materially.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like having to do that because I know what social agencies often do to
what
families.
What was the situation?
In my case?
Yeah.
A child had come to school bruised significantly. Not a standard, not even a spanking. I mean, had been beaten with something, and I was pretty sure that the child would be beaten again if they went home. And I didn't like having to turn that in because, I second-guessed myself. Well, what if I'm wrong? What if? But a person working in a school should have the wherewithal and the good judgment to look at a case when they feel like they have to turn something in, and ask themselves, is this child being materially harmed? Are they in danger of significant bodily injury or psychological trauma? And a tattoo, I'm sorry, is nothing like what the people who came up with those regulations were thinking and what, you know, most people would consider a significant injury. The person at school should have used better judgment.
Zachary, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go on to Tim listening in. Good points, by the way. The whole underground tattoo point, really sharp. Because whenever you make something illegal,
you drive it into the underground.
Right. I mean, if you've been paying attention for the last 100 years to prohibition, you know that anytime anything is made illegal, it becomes the bailiwick of criminals. And people that are willing to take risks or much higher risks in order to provide that product or service. So you make tattoos illegal, they're just going to go and get them from their buddy, and who knows what kind of equipment they'll be using. Let's talk to, let's go to Wade, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Wade.
Hi, good evening. How are y'all?
Super. What's on your mind tonight, Wade?
Well, I was wanting to talk about the tattoo. As far as a parent goes, I am a parent. Mm-hmm. I have a 27-year-old and a 21-year-old, and I'm 47 myself. As far as a parent-wise goes, a parent never stops learning how to be a parent. The day somebody says, I've got all the answers, look out.
Yeah, right.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So you never stop learning. And in this parent's position, I, for one, never would have let my child done that till they got to an age where, look, you're on your own. You do what you want to now. I've raised you to the best of my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
As far as her, I believe she made a mistake. Now, with that said, parents, when they get confronted with stuff like this, they have to be informed. They have to find out all the information they need. Just say, like, okay, I personally said I wouldn't let my child do it. But before I would just say no and put my foot down and that'd be the end of it, I would research it. Research it. Talk to the people that you're considered about having it done. Talk to the person that's going to do it for the person.
So, those all sound like good suggestions, Wade, but you would say that even though you disagree with the decision, you don't think that she should have been put in jail, right?
No, not at all. I mean, that's a parent's right. I mean,
no doubt. Brother, I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for making it, Wade. More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. Time for your thoughts. You can bring whatever you want. 855-450-3733. It is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today. Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. There are a myriad of features, and you'll find that they are free. We've got a lot, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You just click and download as many of them as you want and enjoy for free. Now, of course, it's not free for us to run the website. It does cost money. And we have a few different ways that we can make that money without charging our listeners to actually get on the website. So one of those ways is you can shop with us. Now, if you've ever done shopping on the internet before, odds are good you've been to Amazon. So you're probably very familiar with Amazon and how they've got a huge selection and they've got, you know, a great customer service and free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. They even sell used items as well. Dozens of categories of products, millions of items from which to choose. You know Amazon. Now, in order to shop at Amazon and help Free Talk Live, all you have to do is just enter through our portal at shop.freetalklive.com. So you're going to do your shopping anyway. You might as well start at that point, because if you start at shop.freetalklive.com and click into the Amazon link you'll see there, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. It's that simple. You're going to get the stuff you're looking for at the same great Amazon prices you're used to. It's just that Amazon's going to send us a cut of their profits because we sent them the business. So please get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Tim is listening to KUSA out in the Yakima, Washington area. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Good afternoon. I guess that's probably evening where you are.
Indeed, sir.
Well, you know, I'm hearing about this, attitude of the government in this town. And may I ask you the town in Georgia where this woman got arrested?
It's not made clear from the story, but WSB is reporting on it in Atlanta, so I'm guessing it's Atlanta area, but that's just supposition on my part.
Yeah, well, most of Georgia is a conservative state, but there are these cesspools of liberalism around there. But the fact that this, to whoever, whatever city government it is, that says we have the right to tell a parent what they can do with their child is just typical liberalism.
Whoa, hold on. Wait a minute.
I disagree.
How does this have anything to do with conservative or liberal? I mean, both conservatives and liberals are very interested in controlling other people and how they raise their families.
Well, I would say that for the most part, okay, It's the liberals that say, we know better than you on what you can do wherever you are and whatever you do and so, whoever you are.
Let's talk about gambling for a second. Let's talk about, you know, all the vice crimes, gambling, prostitution, doing drugs, you know, all these things. These are all conservative issues generally where conservatives want to tell people how they can live their lives and control their own bodies. I mean, wouldn't you say that conservatives certainly are very intrusive when it comes to issues that are of a social nature?
There are some issues. I can't put a finger on each one. There are some issues that the rhinos up in Washington have stood by and said, yes, we have the ability to tell you to do this and that and the other thing.
So you think it's okay, just conservatives in Washington that that are like that, that conservatives around the country don't generally have the
idea?
It's
why I don't like these terms, conservative and liberal, because they don't mean anything. To this gentleman, conservative means a person who will let another person control his or her body to be in control of their life. And to me, I would use a term like libertarian to describe that. However, many conservatives don't like the term libertarian, but libertarians are socially liberal and fiscally conservative. So, I mean,
libertarians are classically liberal and paleo conservative. So, again, trying to label one conservative versus the other liberal, it gets into this kind of this morass of confusion. And so, I guess I'm curious. So, you must consider yourself a conservative then, yes?
I'm a registered conservative.
Conservative.
My normal life is in Georgia. In Gwinnett County, okay? I just happen to be in Yakima, Washington on a business project, okay?
So if I, as a parent, would like, and I'm not, but if I were a parent and I decided that my son or daughter were old enough to try consuming cannabis for the first time, say at age 14, how would you feel about that?
Absolutely not, and whoever was going to sell it to him, I'd crush him.
Well, wait, I thought that I had the freedom as a parent to make decisions with my family. I thought you just told me that a moment ago. I guess you were just joking, huh?
Not to do illegal things.
Oh!
But this is illegal. This is illegal.
Yes, tattooing your child in Georgia is illegal, sir, so therefore you would support them taking this woman into a cage, correct?
Wrong. Where is it? Where in the rest of Georgia is it illegal from the... you know, other than this township, village, whatever.
This
or
is
maybe it's
this
Atlanta
is
total,
I believe this
you know.
Is state law.
Where else is it illegal?
This
to,
is state law,
child,
sir.
Get
state law across the entire state of Georgia.
Well, then it's stupid.
Yeah. What's stupid? Is it stupid to arrest the mom, or stupid? The law is stupid, or what's stupid?
Well, any law that allows the arrest of a mother for allowing her son to put a tattoo on him.
So that's stupid.
It's stupid.
So it's stupid to arrest a mom for tattooing someone. So you believe that the law doesn't matter ultimately. What matters is your interpretation of the law and what is good and what is bad, correct?
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I said the law was stupid.
Well, the law that doesn't allow people to make decisions as to whether or not to consume cannabis, I think is stupid.
The murder mystery is now unraveling.
I think we have some sort of audio playing there. That was my fault. Sorry about that. Anyway, go ahead, Mark. You were saying?
I think that the law that disallows people from consuming certain types of plants is stupid.
Tim, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I mean, listen. You're gonna get cannabis made legal, and the next thing it'll be cocaine.
Yeah,
and
great.
It'll be methamphetamine.
Cocaine used to be legal.
Don't you think those things should be legal?
I can't be a heroin addict.
You don't think that those drugs should be legal?
No.
Why not? I mean, what do you think? You think you can win this war on drugs?
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I do.
And
what?
If people, let me say something, okay?
Go ahead.
I spent from 76 to 93 with the agency, okay?
The
and
Drug Enforcement
those
Agency?
Years, I fought the bad guys.
Which agency, sir?
The administrations do nothing.
Which agency did you spend those years with?
Pardon?
Which agency?
The one that they call the agency, CIA.
I think it's the CIA.
Oh, the CIA. So
okay.
You're saying that there's some conspiracy
to
not...
I was a black op contractor with them, and we fought the bad guys up until Clinton said, no, no, we can't fight the bad guys anymore. But I still was out there fighting the bad guys.
So you think you can arrest your way out of the drug problem?
No, with the druggies, like the Sinaloa cartel, the Zeta cartel, the only way to solve the problem with them is to kill them all.
Hey, now, isn't the U.S. government have troops guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan right now? I mean, doesn't the CIA have control over, to some extent, the heroin production of Afghanistan?
And you know whose brother owns the poppy business
Karzai's.
Afghanistan?
Some of it.
Karzai's brother.
Yeah, yeah. So, and the CIA is helping him, and the CIA is procuring, before you go on, the CIA is procuring, young male prostitutes, providing child prostitutes to, some of Karzai's friends and, helping them with their drug trade. So you seem to only dislike drugs that are dealt by criminals, not by the government.
You gotta see who's running the CIA. You know, go back to 1995 when a congressional aide named a congressional aide, never had anything to do with anything, just a congressional aide, became number two at CIA. That's George Tenet.
When the CIA overthrew an elected government in Nicaragua, that's when I stopped to
care. A friend of mine wrote
him a letter. Did you just say we're morons?
Which was posted. Tenet was a moron.
Okay. Tim, I want to focus not so much on the politics and the who's who, because I don't really care, but I want to focus on you and why you think prohibition can work if you just kill enough people. So let's follow your line of thinking here. So are you telling me that back in the 1920s, when we had alcohol prohibition, that you believe that had they just killed enough of the people that were selling alcohol, that no one would be drinking today, that alcohol prohibition would have continued on and would have been a total success?
I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about bad drugs like cocaine.
Oh, alcohol's not bad?
Amphetamine, heroin.
Just to clarify, Tim, did you just tell me that alcohol is not a bad drug?
Do you understand, sir?
I just want to make sure you're clear.
That Hezbollah...
Did you just say alcohol is not a bad drug? I don't know what kind of world you live in, Tim, but apparently we're not able to have a conversation in it. Have a good night.
I think
he's just a jerk. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I bet you Tim drinks. So I bet you that's why he thinks alcohol is not a bad drug, because Tim can use alcohol safely, even though alcohol is one of the most hard drugs known to mankind. Hour 2's next.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis-head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram TucGuard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.